As businesses were forced to close, many pursued financial aid in the form of PPP and help from the Small Business Administration. From The Oklahoman, I'm Dave Morris. I spoke with BankFirst CEO David Harlow earlier this month about the process and what needs he was seeing and still seeing now. Also, BankFirst is going through their own transition. They are renovating the BankFirst Tower in downtown Oklahoma City with the deadline of early next year to move some employees.
Well, first and foremost, I think it's about getting people back to work. We have been a part of, BankFirst has been a big part of the PPP program, which is the payroll protection program that the SBA put out. And we have been very involved in that and across the state of Oklahoma. We're almost finished with phase two. There's been about $5 billion that's been pumped into the Oklahoma economy. We've done almost approaching a billion of that, so 20%. So I've been real encouraged about, you know, how that process has gone and getting that money into Oklahoma to help stimulate our economy during this difficult time.
What are you optimistic about?
You know, I'm optimistic about, I saw it in our company, and I think I see it across the state of our people. You know, people will rise to the challenge when there's a challenge, and this is definitely a big one. You know, unemployment's going to reach unprecedented highs. The economy, obviously, is going to be injured, and I think on top of that, you know, we have energy prices, which are at all-time lows. So first and foremost, I think it's our people and the resiliency of our state and everybody kind of banding together to help work through this.
You kind of mentioned it before we got going, but how has this whole situation been for BankFirst, and how have you guys dealt with it?
You know, we are essential infrastructure as mandated by the Department of Homeland Security. So we've been open, and we've done it a little different. We have kept our lobbies open. A lot of most people have closed their lobbies, left the drive-throughs open, and we've encouraged everybody to use, you know, all the digital platforms that we have, and which we've seen a rise in usage there, which you would expect. But we've left our lobbies open. We've practiced social distancing. We've been very diligent following CDC guidelines as it relates to our employees and our customers and you know, cleaning our facilities, and we've left everything open, and we have our 2,000 plus employees across the state. We still have yet to have a positive test as of today.
You also mentioned the PPP.
Yes.
How has all that process gone?
You know, you think about it, there's been a lot of criticism. But you think about trying to stand up a $700 billion loan program in about 10 days, 2 weeks, which the SBA was charged with doing. And, you know, all things considered, it's been a great success. It has not been without its stops and fits and starts and issues. But, you know, we are the largest SBA lender in the state, have been for the past 27 years. So we know SBA well, we know the processes. But even then, it was a challenge. And we have about a dozen people in our SBA areas, you know, for our ongoing operations. We pulled 25, 30 people from across the company in to work on this program, many days working 24/7 shifts to get as much of this stimulus money into our state as we can.
Are you still seeing needs out there?
Yeah, it, you know, the pace has slowed down a bit, but we are still seeing applications come in kind of 20 to 30 a day. This phase two is still running, and there's still money available, so still seeing some demand, but it's slowed down.
And what about the big building across the street? How's the move and the renovation going?
You know, the renovation is going great. We have a great team working on it. We haven't had any slowdown as far as ongoing construction. We have our glass for the first and second floor is actually being sourced out of China. And so it has had a little bit of a delay. We'll probably have about a 45-60 day delay at the end. The glass for the tower is domestically sourced, so we'll start that work actually this week on the north side, start putting new glass in. So we're excited about it. We're still plugging along, and we anticipate hopefully to be able to start moving people in at the beginning of the year, January 21.
You can find the video portion of this interview online at oklahoman.com. It's part of our Rebuilding America series, which fully hits the internet across the USA Today network tomorrow. So be looking for that. For now, and for my colleagues at The Oklahoman, I'm Dave Morris. Have a great night, everyone.